Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Certainly is a wonderful Sabbath day. Nice breeze blowing, very comfortable temperatures. And of course, we got rain last night in our area. Hopefully everybody else did. A wonderful rain, too. Very nice. Well, here we are, 5 days from the fall festival season. Hard to believe. Next time we get together, it will be a holy day. The Feast of Trumpets. How quickly the year went by. When you look at the calendar, we're in September already. And it's kind of unique this year that all the holy days fall in the fall festival season in September. So that means we may have a long, long fall and winter. Because the spring days are late this year, coming into next year. So it's going to be an interesting year. Well, I have a question for you. Do you love the holy days? I think the children can say, yes, we get out of school. We get to spend time with our friends and have a lot of fun. And even parents can say, wow, I need the day off of work. But do you really, really, really love God's holy days? That's the question I have for you. Now I have a second question. If you love God's holy days as you profess to do, how do you show God that you love His holy days? Now we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about how we can show God that we love His holy days. Now let's look at Leviticus 23. And I think anytime I talk about the holy days, I want to refer to Leviticus 23. Now you know where I'm going with this. Because I pretty much usually start a sermonette or a split sermon, if I'm speaking in a split sermon, explaining about the holy days. And if we're talking about the holy days, I think it's very imperative in Leviticus 23 we realize whose holy days are these? Are they the days of the Jews? Are they days for man, man's made days? Or are these the days of God? Well, let's look at Leviticus 23. Leviticus 23, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel. Now, some people say, see, he's only talking to Israel. He's not talking to the whole world. And at that time, he was talking only to Israel, and they're correct. But as we realize, the Holy Day plan was for all of mankind, not just for ancient Israel. And he says unto them concerning the feast of the Lord. So here it tells us who the feast days are. They're not man's feast, but they're the feast of the Lord, in which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations. Even these are my feasts. And we continue down through Leviticus 23, and I'm not going to do that because I have a sermonette, so if I had a split sermon, I'd elaborate a little bit more. But I want you to read Leviticus 23, and you can do that the beginning of the fall festival season as well as the beginning of the spring festival season. Whenever we talk about holy days, the feast days, I think we need to go to Leviticus 23 and emphasize very strongly, these are God's feast days. Okay? So once we do that, now, the question I asked earlier, how do we show God that we love the feast days? I think it's very obvious. Let's take the Deuteronomy. I'm going to spend a lot of time in Deuteronomy today. Because a lot of the information about the holy days, especially in the fall festival season, talks about Feast of Tabernacles, is emphasized very strongly in the book of Deuteronomy. So let's look at Deuteronomy 14. And this is emphasizing in Deuteronomy 14, verse 22, particularly the fall festival season and looking at the Feast of Tabernacles. Deuteronomy 14. We already went to Leviticus. Deuteronomy 14 and verse 22. You shall truly tithe all the increase of your seed that the field brings from year to year. Now, here it tells us how we accumulate tithe in order to be able to attend the feast days. And you, in verse 23, and you shall eat before the Lord your God in the place which he shall choose to place his name there, the tithe of your corn, of your wine, and of your oil, and of the firstling of your herds and of your flocks, that you may learn to fear the Lord your God always. So God even tells us how we can show Him that we love the feast days by telling us we should, first of all, observe the feast days. And I think it's very imperative that we realize this is an invitation from God. God gives us the invitation to observe His feast days. Not everybody observes the feast days. And so we realize that this is, at this time, we are truly, truly blessed to be able to keep the feast days and know what the meaning of these feast days is all about. What a wonderful blessing. And I hope, with that in mind, that we would truly love to show God that we want to be there. We want to observe these feast days because He encourages us to come to learn to fear Him. Now, not fear in the retrospect of being afraid of God, but rather in reverence, fear of reverence to God. And be able. And it says in 24, and if the way be too long for you so that you are not able to carry it. So this is what a lot of us do. We have cash or money. It says you shall turn your tithe, if you are a herdsman, into money and take the money and go to the feast sites. It says God shall choose to set His name there where the Lord your God shall bless you. And you shall turn it into money, which we talked about here, and bind the money up and go to the place that He calls. And these are the various feast locations. Now, beginning again with trumpets, Day of Atonement, Feast of Tabernacles, and the Last Great Day. We're talking about here in the fall. And you shall bestow that money for whatever your soul... Now, it says lust. And a lot of people have taken that out of context and say, well, see, they're just lusting after all these physical things, so we shouldn't be keeping these days. Now, that's a misinterpretation there. It should be desire. It's the proper word is desire, which is not a lusting of physical things, but a desiring of physical things for the right purpose. Again, God is emphasizing that we should go observe these days and enjoy them and rejoice with the feast days. That's part of showing God and God showing us what He expects from us and how we love and show Him the feast days. Now here it says we should turn it in for oxen, for sheep, for wine, for strong drink, or for whatever your soul desires, and that's the proper term, desires, that you may eat there before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice. And that's another reason we should keep the feast days. We should show God that we love Him, and we love His holy days, because it's a time of rejoicing before the Lord. And it's a wonderful time, it says, you and your household. And I love some of the scriptures in Deuteronomy because they tell us your sons, your daughters, your manservants, which we don't have any manservants, or maidservants, which again, we don't have any maidservants. But the emphasis is family, is what the emphasis is. So I include aunts, uncles, cousins, brothers, sisters, anybody, even animals, if you want to take your animal to the feast, which some people do. And that's fine. It's a family rejoicing together before God. So again, that's another way that we can show God that we love His holy days by rejoicing. He commands that we rejoice. So all the holy days are wrapped up in a complete package for mankind. God loves mankind so much that He designs His holy days all around mankind with rejoicing, with Christ sacrificing His life in the spring. Holy days, we remember, we observe that. And they're all centered around mankind. Now, one of the tremendous blessings, and I always consider it a blessing, because if you think about this, God always existed. He's always been there. He didn't need man. He didn't have to create us. He could have been satisfied with just Him and Jesus Christ, the angelic beings, and set up the government based on that. But for His love, He wanted to expand His family, and that's what the feast days are about. Rejoicing together as family. And in the kingdom, we will all be united together. Not these separate groups that we have ourselves now, but we will all be united together as one, as the family of God. And we will all rejoice together. And that's what God wants. And He's designed His holy days for that purpose, for mankind. He created man with the purpose of being part of His family. So God's looking forward to these feast days being fulfilled and being part of the family. So again, it's a wonderful time of rejoicing with family. Let's look at Deuteronomy 16. Deuteronomy Deuteronomy 16. This is the scripture that I referred earlier. I didn't quote it. I just verbalized it a little bit. Deuteronomy 16, verse 13. And I really, every time the feast days come up, I think about this. Deuteronomy 16, verse 13. And you shall observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days. After that, you shall gather in your corn and wine, and you shall rejoice in the feast, you, your sons, your daughter, your manservant, which I mentioned, maidservant, the Levite, the strangers, the fatherless, the widow that are within your gates. 7 days you shall keep a solemn feast unto the Lord in the place which the Lord shall choose, because the Lord your God shall bless you in all your increase. So God, again, He's watching us. He's observing us. Are we willing to go to the feast and keep these holy days? Are we willing to observe them? He gives us the invitation, but not everybody chooses to go. Now, I know there are various reasons why some people don't go to the feast and keep the holy days. Health is a major issue for many people. But God is going to be watching us. He's going to be observing us. Let's look at Deuteronomy 10. Deuteronomy 10 and verse 12. So God is watching us, and He's watching to see if we will observe these holy days and if we love these holy days. Because if we say we love them, but we don't observe them, what's the purpose of that? Deuteronomy 10, verse 12. And now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways, and to love Him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and His statutes, which I command you this day for your good. And part of the commandments is the Sabbath. And that's part of the holy days too. When we consider all the holy days, we include the Sabbath, because it is a weekly holy day for us. We can observe every week. So again, it's a wonderful blessing each and every day of the week that we can observe the Sabbath there. But the emphasis here is God wants us to show His love. It says, to love Him. God wants us to love Him. And we need to express to God our appreciation of what the holy days are all about. And one of those is observing. I mentioned also rejoicing. Again, we emphasize very strongly we should go to the feast and rejoice. It's a time of fellowshipping, a time of rejoicing, and even family reunions. Fantastic opportunity. Deuteronomy 13. I mentioned I was going to be in Deuteronomy, but I'm not going to conclude in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 13. Now I want to skip down in verse 3 here. I'm going to go into the middle. I'm going to interject here for a second. For the Lord your God proves you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. And again, God is watching us and observing us and watching to see if we really truly love Him and whether we really truly love His holy days. Because again, I emphasized earlier, God wrapped all the meaning around the holy days towards mankind. If you observe all the holy days and their meanings, you realize they're surrounded around mankind. So God loved mankind so much that He designed His holy feast days around mankind and the plan for salvation and the kingdom of God. Brethren, these are just a few ways that we can show God that we love His holy days. I think you can probably think of others because it's a short sermonette time. I'm only going to emphasize these points. Number one, I've emphasized very strongly, these are the feast days of the Lord, and God created these days for mankind. Number two, that we should observe these days. God commands that we be there. Now, whether we observe or not, there's various reasons why people don't. And I'm not looking at specific reasons for that. We all should observe if we are able to. Health issues is a factor, but if we are able to, we should observe the feast day. That's one way of rejoicing. And while we observe these feast days, we sing songs of praise. And I talked about that in a sermonette once, or I believe it was a split sermon. Again, a wonderful opportunity to sing praises to God at the holy day season. And then we want to emphasize rejoicing with the family, getting together with friends, which are part of the family. It's a wonderful time, and these are all ways that we can show God that we love Him and we love His feast days. Let's look at 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 4. I'm going to conclude with 2 Timothy 4. And before I conclude here, I want to emphasize, when all the feast days are fulfilled and everything is complete and the kingdom is established, whether we wait for the return of Christ physically and we're alive, or whether we're in the grave waiting for the resurrection, this will be the fulfillment in 2 Timothy 4 of what we're all striving for and what the meaning of the holy days are all about. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 8. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 8. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown. So we're all looking forward to receiving a crown. A crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. So each and every one of us will have an opportunity to receive a crown of righteousness. And not just for me only, but for all those that love his appearance. Now, one of the holy days emphasizes the return of Jesus Christ. And that's why I say he loves, that we need to love these holy days and what they're all about. We're told to do diligence until he comes and to endure to the end. Now, none of us know whether we'll be the ones in the grave or whether we will be alive. Time will tell where we will be at that time. But I certainly hope that as we observe these holy days and we rejoice in these holy days, we emphasize singing and we fellowship with one another, that we can show God that we truly, truly, truly love these holy days and we love God.